Coach, you said no spring practice this year. No spring football practice. Explain why you don't want to do that.
Well, we're the smallest 5A school in the state. We've got a certain number of athletes that we really depend on. We got to have them every Friday night. And this is 10 more days that we'd put them out in full contact and take a chance of them getting hurt. If we did that, we're doing a great job in the weight room. We're running hard through our plyometrics and conditioning. We got baseball going on, track going on, and coaches are spread out all over the place. Graduation coming up, got to get the field ready for graduation. That's just too much. It's so nice right now not having to do spring training. And I'll guarantee you, if you told the coaches across the state no spring training, they'd all go, yeah.
I think you're right about that. I've heard still do it because the other guys are doing it.
That's correct.
How many schools have cut it out? Do you know? Are you checking around to see how many in the state have just said no more?
A lot of the smaller schools have done it because they're stretched also with coaches and players. But it's just it's a point that we just can't lose those players to injury. And ours are even talking about football now. So I think when we come back in August, they'll be hungry for it. And that's what we want to do.
And it's not that they're not working in the weight room. That's a year-round thing.
Year-round. Every day.
Plus, I think, too, the 7-on-7 we're able to do now in the summertime, that kind of takes a part of that spring training. You get a lot done during that time also.
Yeah, you continue to work there, no doubt. Well, you told me, Coach, that the football stadium is going to be put on hold at least for another season. It looks like in 2010 we'll be in an expanded J.E. Hot O'Brien Stadium, but things just didn't come together to get that done for this fall.
Well, it's just not financially smart right now to extend yourself, and I think it was a very good decision not to do that, not knowing where the money's coming from. So it's a good way to sit back because we got all the cancer walk, we got graduation, we got all kinds of stuff going on the football field, and it would have messed things up.
We would have been in a push to get it done, and I know they had assured us that they could get it done if we had kind of shot for April, I think, this month. Really, wasn't that the deadline that they needed to get it underway?
Yeah. Now we can just relax, get the summer calendar ready, have a good summer. We got all our spring sports to finish up with. We still got a lot going there, so it's just relaxing. It's relaxing to know that we don't have to deal with football right now.
Yeah. When would it get started? Would that move it up to the beginning of – or the very end of the football season when it's done, just to start construction?
I think that still has to do with when the governor can leverage the funds. When we can see that we know we're going to get that money, then we can go ahead. And Dr. Jeffers will have to handle that. He's the one that knows about the funds.
And a lot of people in the community say, well, the schools need that money, but that money's not coming out of the education budget.
That money is being used for the only thing it can be used for. So that's why people have got to understand it's not going to cut any teacher's salary, anything of that nature.